Well, friends, it's good to have you joining with us again today for another short devotional message. Got a pair of trainers in this box with me today, Reebok trainers, the athlete's shoe. I'm not sure how many of our listeners are into running or into sports. I just wear them simply because I find them comfortable. But over the next little while, we're going to look at some famous shoe brands and some lessons that we can learn about them. Just very simple devotional messages. Way back in 1895, a young man by the name of Joseph Foster designed his own running shoes. He began to market them, and soon he had a little business going. And eventually those trainers, those athlete shoes, came to be known as Reebok or Reeboks. And the word Reebok, I understand, is the South African word for roebuck, which is a form of deer and a form of antelope. And I suppose it conjures up the idea of an antelope, a deer, something that's swift, something that's sure-footed, something that goes fast and can run for long periods of time. So that's maybe the thinking behind giving these shoes the name Reebok, or as we'd say in English, roebuck. Now in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 12, there's a list there of clean animals and unclean animals. And in the midst of the list of clean animals, we are introduced to the roebuck, and it's listed alongside the hart. So the roebuck is a type of deer, and the deer figures heavily within the pages of Holy Scripture. Just want to read a few verses to you today from the book of Psalms. You'll know these verses well, any of you out there that's a believer, that's a child of God. And Psalm number 42 begins with these words: "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" The psalmist says, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. The hart, or the antelope, or the roebuck, they're very fast-footed animals, and whenever they develop a thirst, they will stop at nothing to have that thirst quenched. Maybe they're being hunted, and oftentimes whenever they're being hunted, they will search for water, look for a river, cross the river, it breaks the scent, and then when they get to the other side of the river, there's more of a chance for survival. And the psalmist expresses his hunger and his thirst for God in Psalm 42. "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God." And we are told that that hart will stop at nothing. It would rather die on its feet, die running, than give up because it's got such a thirst for the water. And that's the type of hunger, that's the type of thirst that the psalmist had. I wonder today, whenever we think about our own hearts and our own lives, especially if we're God's people, we profess to know the Saviour, we profess to be converted, we profess to love Him. What's our hunger? And what's our thirst for God like today? I wonder today, are you hungry? I wonder today, are you thirsty? Maybe we need to pray now more than ever. As the hymn writer said, "Revive thy work, O Lord, create soul thirst for thee, and hungering for the bread of life, O may our spirits be." Right throughout the scriptures, God has promised great blessing to those who are thirsty. The Saviour said in the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." God said through the prophet Isaiah, "I will pour water on him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground." And in John 7, the Saviour said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth in me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." The sad reality is today that the Church of Jesus Christ is self-sufficient, self-seeking, and self-satisfied. And like that church at Laodicea, there's maybe not much hunger, there's not much thirst for God. Think about your own prayer life. Think about the prayer life of the church. Does it display a hunger? Does it display a thirst? Can we say, like the psalmist, "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God." Are we hungry today? Are we following after Christ? Are we displaying a thirst for God, a hunger for righteousness, a desire for God to bless us, a desire for God's name, first and foremost, to be exalted and glorified? So often, whenever we pray for things, we pray for blessings. But more than that, we should just be praying that we will experience God himself. It was one of the great hymn writers who said, "Thou, O Christ, art all I want. More than all, in thee I find." I wonder today, can we say that? Are we hungry? Are we thirsty for God? May God give us that soul thirst and that hunger for righteousness. Thank you for listening. See you, God willing, next time.